BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Welcome. On today's show, another round of funny business. It's very simple. Companies with quite rude or stupid names. There's one in particular that was great today.
Yeah, I agree.
And we've got to try not to laugh. Jigsaws are back, according to our bangers caller, and so are horny foxes, because they've been at it really late at night outside my house, Echo Falls. Also, during the show, Tinder breaks down. We set up a situation room with the latest for distraught users of the app. And should I get fleas for the show? Oh, and also, we found the Love Island application form for 2019.
Oh, God, there's a lot on today.
It's a varied show. Enjoy. Still don't know what day it is.
Tuesday.
Coming up, music from Ariana Grande and Halsey. Right, which one of you threw in here has spiked my soup?
No, do you know what I think it is? It's like they've got a big vat of it. I reckon you've got the very bottom sort of ladle of it, because you're getting all the chili.
Right. Three people in this room had the exact same soup. Two of you are fine. I'm here sweating like Matt Emerson at a bank.
Or you can't handle it.
Yeah, I just can't handle it, but you're fine. I'm beading up here, look.
I'm fine.
Oh, I hope you're good this afternoon. Hey, also, saw on Twitter earlier, thanks very much for suggesting me for the next Jeremy Kyle celebrity special.
Oh, I didn't even notice it was celebrity. Well, I saw that Jeremy Kyle was appealing for more contestants, so I just added you in.
Yeah, thanks for that. No, it's a celebrity special, which I didn't even know existed. I've just looked it up.
Yeah.
Tito Jackson, off of one of Michael Jackson's brothers, has been on before.
Yes, I remember when David Platt was on as David Platt from Coronation Street.
What, in character?
Yeah, they did it as a special.
What? It's
a bit freaky.
How do I not know about
this? I kind of like that, because you believe that soap characters are real anyway. So to see them on Jeremy Kyle is just the next step, isn't it?
Weird having him in character. However, no Jeremy Kyle title will ever be better than this one.
You won't say the word, will you?
No.
Pooing. Did you accuse her husband of having a poop in your fridge?
No, I did not. She done it, and she cleaned it out.
She did a poop in the fridge.
Give me a lie detector test and I'll prove it. That she cleaned out my fridge, she took pity on me, and the poo was in her names, and she washed it out. And I swear in the Holy Bible, she done that.
Thanks. Did you do a poo in her fridge?
She did, yeah, she did.
Wow.
Scott Mills.
Still really hot, sorry. Woo! If I was to go on the Jeremy Kyle show, would you come on?
I would love to be on, yeah. Maybe it's something that we could do. I don't know, something to resolve something from our past, maybe.
I actually do have something that I could go on with, I think.
I'm just looking at the other titles from previous ones. Did you cheat with another woman on Coronation Street? That was one. My boyfriend thinks I cheated with another man through a letterbox.
Right. I don't have that one.
Amanda strongly denies having fleas.
Actual fleas?
It's great.
Can you get fleas?
I can't read some of these.
Can you?
Can humans get fleas? Well, there you go. We've all learnt something today.
Wow.
Off dog or off, like, just general?
How do you get fleas?
How do the dogs get them? I always wonder.
Anyway.
I know you're cheating. Stop blaming the dog. That's another one. I don't know if it's connected.
I don't know what the title would be, but I've got one that I would go on with you. Right. Whenever you stay in my house, I treat you like a hotel guest.
Oh, it's great.
I do with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you come in, the bed is freshly made, there's fresh sheets on there.
Mm.
I provide you with a clean t-shirt, socks, pants, fresh towel, toothbrush, deodorant, cologne.
I know, every floss. Time. A little bottle of water as well.
Spray tan face mist.
Yeah.
Everything. So because in the spare room, everything is there provided for you already. Sometimes I hear you scuttle into my room. Now, there's no reason for you to be in there, because I provided everything for you already. So what are you doing?
Okay, yeah.
I've heard you.
Fine, so we're doing this on the radio.
You thought I was asleep, but I've heard you on more than once, I'm saying two or three times, and you run into my room and then run out again. I don't know what you're doing.
There's nothing untoward going on in there.
But you don't need to be in there, because I provided you with everything in the spare room.
Well, what do you think I'm doing?
I don't know. I've just also, I noticed that, can I say this?
Well, I don't know.
The drawers. You know where the drawers are?
Yeah.
The set of drawers nearest the window.
Yeah.
One of those drawers contains my underwear. That's what I'm saying.
Scott Mills.
Just going back to the humans catching fleas thing that we learned from Jeremy Kyle. Apparently true. Should we make it our mission to try get fleas?
For the show.
Well, and also, does it count for a day off work? Can you get a day off work for fleas?
No, you just itch, don't you? Look, humans can transfer fleas from their house to another house as they hitch a ride on their ankles, trousers, socks, etc.
Incredible.
Yeah, but how do you get it in the first place? Because I'd be prepared to put myself through that for the good of the show.
Yeah. Let's get you fleas.
Just to see what it's like.
Scott Mills.
Luke in Basildon, hello. He says, have we all just glossed over the fact that you just said on air that Scott provides Chris with pants every time he goes on stage?
Yeah, I do.
Is that abnormal?
You've definitely worn my pants, right?
I often. That's all right, isn't it?
I don't know.
I know I'm not a clean freak, but they're clean.
They are definitely. They're always washed,
but
yeah.
What do you think I'm doing in your bedroom? That's what concerns me.
I've worked out what the title would be. Are you sniffing my pants?
Scott Mills.
Already, the Love Island 2019 applications are open. And I know someone that works on the show, they've told me they've had already tens of thousands of people applying.
Right, okay.
All wanting to get in that villa in Mallorca.
It was one of the biggest shows this summer, right? But also, this is everywhere at the moment because I believe they're trying to drum up more applications.
Yeah.
It says here, the application for the 2019 series, producers want vibrant singles from across the UK who are in search of a summer of love. Now, we all know one of those. Be real. We all know one person that really wants a summer of love.
Yeah, I do, actually.
You know?
Yeah. I can think of him
I
now.
Can think of... Yeah, I think we're both thinking of the same guy there.
Right. Yeah. He definitely wants to do it. I think he's even done the application form. He did it last year. Didn't get a look in. But would be perfect for it. I've just seen an article from Montana, and she's given some, like, insider hacks on how to get on. So, make a video of yourself and be really keen for love. Say that you really, really want to find love.
Oh, you've got to really want it.
Do an epic video. Laura did a mini documentary about her life and managed to cram it all into 1 minute, and the producers absolutely loved that. She just filmed little clips of everything she got up to on an average day in Dubai. Laura was so keen, she actually slid into former contestants' DMs and asked them what they did to get on.
Really?
Yeah. They want someone, as you said, that's like permanently full of energy.
Yep.
Flaunt yourself massively on Instagram. Obs. Also, don't try and be like last year's contestants because they want new. Don't do it for the fame. Yeah, don't say you want to be famous.
I don't think that's the important bit of it, though, because everyone knows you're going to be sort of famous from it.
Yeah, but don't Rightly say that. Don't yeah. be like, yeah, I just want to be famous, because they'll be like, nah.
Yeah.
Now, I did put this on Twitter earlier, but everyone's been too shy. Has anyone actually done the form? Or do you know someone that has? Can you please get in touch with us? Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or text 81119.
Well, statistically, there'll be people listening that have done the form, but there'll also be people that I reckon are thinking about it. Perhaps we can help them a little bit.
Yeah. I'm keen to know what you've put on the form, and we can help you maybe if something's not quite right.
Scott Mills.
Right, so I had an email from a guy called Max Edwards, who says he applied last year. I've asked for his number, he hasn't emailed me back. That is classic Love Island name. Max Edwards.
Yeah, so did the year before. I mean, go again this year. I've got the application form here as well. I'm just looking at it myself, yeah, because I'm thinking, well, what would I do here?
Hmm.
First question, are you single? I love that that's the first question on the application.
Yeah.
The next one's, how long was your last relationship? I mean, are you saying be honest with this?
Yeah. Well, yeah. To a point.
There's certain things in here, the obvious ones. Have you ever been married or engaged? This is deep. Have you ever been in love or found the person you thought was the one? Tell us about it. Give details.
Someone applied last year and got to the second stage by saying that they want to find love and is also a UFO fanatic.
Yeah.
Throw something like that in.
This is a great question, Scott. I'm interested in how you'd answer this. How would your friends and family describe you? Oh.
Now, I think there might be someone here at Radio 1 that we could fill this form in for.
Oh, you mean do it for another DJ here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Who are you thinking of now? I'll close the microphones and we'll both say it, okay?
Yeah.
And see if we think of the same person.
One, two, three.
Same person.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Kel Spellman would love the opportunity to be on there.
Scott Mills.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
We are well into Jam Slam now. And the incredible prizes keep coming. Many, many, many congratulations to Elise for winning this morning. Don't worry, though, because we've got a brilliant prize every day in the month of January. So, tomorrow, it's you and a friend possibly winning two VIP tickets to the ICC Cricket World Cup final at Lord's on the 14th of July. And you'll hang out with Greg James, cricket superfan. And you'll get a behind-the-scenes tour with Test Match Special and BBC Radio 5 Live.
Cool prize. Ultimate cricket prize, this one.
I think the cricket on 5 Live is one of my favourite things. Remember when they had David Cameron as a guest?
It's lovely to be here for an afternoon of enjoyable cricket.
Great. And you're quite happy to come? You're able to come? It's not a problem for you to come?
Yeah.
Aggers is king.
Yeah.
Of the innuendos.
5 Live extra cricket here.
For a man of his colossal size, you just want a bit more, really. Just want a bit more penetration.
And Simon Hughes, of course.
Morgan has been disappointing. He doesn't look himself, he doesn't look entirely confident. I think perhaps the addition of an extra man in the ring, which you have to have now, so you have to have 5 men in the ring instead of 4, has actually inhibited him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my fave sports to listen to on the radio, I think. So the only thing standing between you and this prize is a secret three-letter word. Listen to Greg James on Radio 1 Breakfast tomorrow at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. You must be here to hear that word and for your chance to win. For anyone that absolutely loves cricket, this is the ultimate.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
Scott Mills.
Sometimes businesses have odd or really amusing names, and I can't work out sometimes whether they've done it on purpose or is it just like an old thing, like, you know, where the previous generation didn't realise what they were doing and like it was a bit rude.
A ye oldie something and something.
Yeah.
You get a lot of pub names like that. They're too easy. There's a lot of businesses. You're right, though, Scott. Sometimes I think it is an accident. Sometimes I think that they've done it and it's been going on so many years now that they do know the joke, but it's a bit like, oh, come on, can you not think of anything better to say about it? But we still find it funny.
Oh, totally. So the idea of this game is very simple. I have a business name here. Chris is going to call them, and vice versa. We don't know who we're calling. We've just got to kind of not laugh when they say the company name.
Yeah, the only rule here is that you can't laugh. So how it's going to work is I'm going to connect you to one right now, Scott. You're going to go first if you're up for it.
I'll go first.
Great. And also, we should say thank you for sending these in as well. Because some of them are brilliant. Right, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
So no laughing.
Okay.
Go with it. Here we go, everyone.
Wellhung Garage Doors.
Hello, who is that I'm calling, please?
It's Wellhung Garage Doors.
Wellhung Garage Doors.
That's correct.
Okay.
And how can I help?
I don't know whether I've got the right number or not. So you hang the doors exceptionally well, do you?
That's correct, yes, we do.
Is that how you came up with the name?
Obviously, yes.
Yeah. So just to check, you're well hung?
The doors are, yes.
Okay, cool. That's what I meant. All right, well, thank you very much for your help.
No problem, thank you.
And what's your name?
My name's Brian.
Brian from Well Hung. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Is he gone?
I don't know.
Hang on.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
That's Brian off of Well Hung there. Hello, I'm Brian off of Well Hung.
The doors are.
he was not keen.
No.
I didn't get the impression.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I think I managed it without laughing, though.
Yeah. You did well to hold that, actually.
Okay. Got another one for you to call now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Compose yourself.
It's good, this, because it just comes from the listeners, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. They keep finding these businesses. Yeah.
If you've got any good business names that you want us to call, send them in.
Oh, here we go. Small talk. I hate the small talk.
Thank you for calling Accolade Kitchens and Dirty Dick's Kitchen. To see our recent installations, visit our Facebook page.
Accolade Kitchens.
You all right? Hello?
Hello. Accolade Kitchens and Dirty Dick's.
There we are.
Kitchen centre, yep.
There we are.
Okay.
Thought it wasn't. No, I didn't think it was just Accolade.
No, it's not, no.
And where are you based?
Oh, I see.
We're on Church Street in Stoke-on-Trent.
Is Accolade in Stoke-on-Trent?
Yeah, it's in Stoke Town, which is in Stoke-on-Trent. Yeah.
So what's with the Dirty Dicks?
It started off as Dirty Dicks. 150. When we first started 30 years ago. And now,
how deep? Why?
The boss is called Richard.
300 feet. Okay. Of course. All right, thank you. Have a great day.
No problem. Thanks, bye.
Oh, he's gone. Radio
1. Scott Mills. Boss is called Richard.
Oh, it was good today. Very good. Right, our tune of the week. It's the wonderful Lewis Capaldi. After one play of his track yesterday, I saw him tweet, it zoomed into the top 50 on the site that rhymes with Y-Tunes. And you know what that means, Lewis?
Here comes the money.
Yes, Lewis.
Here comes the money.
Money, money, money. Money, money,
money. Yes.
Dollar, dollar.
0000 is in your bank account.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I've got an emergency. It's not an actual war, don't worry. It's a dating emergency. I think Tinder is down.
Tinder is down.
This is not a drill. If you go on Tinder at the moment, you just get an error message. Let me know if that's affecting your life on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Tinder's working in some parts and not others. Fine in Cornwall. Seems to be fine in Bristol. And Belfast. Ross in Exeter, though, is having problems. Ross, tell me, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit of a nightmare, really. I'm meant to go on a date tonight. Still don't know her last name, unfortunately, but, yeah, I've only got her number on Tinder, and I can't talk to her now because it's down for a bit.
Oh, no, Tinder is down. The repercussions.
Regular user, not very often get matches.
Oh.
And for once, I've actually got a match, and it didn't go to plan. Oh, so it must be fate or something.
No, Ross, don't be like that. Because I reckon they'll have it sorted really soon, unless it's like that thing with that phone company over Christmas where it took like 2 days.
Yeah, but think about it. The person that is on the other side of things here, your date, must also be thinking the same, right?
She's probably unmatched me by now. Okay. It happens.
Right, can you give me... Can we say this, her first name? Yeah. What's her first name?
Amber.
Amber. Okay, I mean, it's a long shot, but someone might know her or she might be listening. Do you know what area vaguely she lives?
I'm not sure yet. It's just somewhere in Exeter, but okay. Yeah, well, she might listen to the thing. It's Ross Merch from Exeter. She'll know then.
Okay. Wow, he's really put it out there now. Okay.
Or if anybody else is interested.
Oh, Ross!
Don't say that. That sort of ruins the romance.
Yeah.
There.
If we can wait for Amber first, please.
How very tender of you, though.
Yeah. Next.
Scott Mills.
Breaking the music for just a moment to bring you this. From our situation room, Tinder is down in all of Europe right now. Also, all of South America, the middle bit of North America, and all of Africa. Australia, though, seems to be absolutely fine.
Alex, you're going to have to set your radius wide for that then, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to really extend. If you are planning on dating someone in Australia tonight, you're going to be absolutely fine.
Alex in Glasgow says, Scott, Chris, whilst Tinder is down, should you both be replacing the service? In the meantime, Skinder, if you will. Which sounds rude, but I hope isn't. Scott, Chris, Tinder.
All right, good, yeah. So, Ollie in Reading says, down in Reading.
Apparently it's on in Shrewsbury. I mean, there's probably anomalies here, isn't there?
Tinder not working in Nottingham. Alex in Glasgow. Down in Westbury, Wiltshire. Definitely not working in Manchester. This person's been trying about 20 minutes with no success. Fine in Warrington. It's a no-go in Lincoln. Aberdeen. It's also not working.
The knock-on effects of this could be huge. Think about it. If people can't swipe, think of the fat fingers everywhere.
Scott Mills.
Bridgend, South Wales. Tinder's not working. Sarah's tamping because she matched with the right fitty earlier.
Oh, and Bridgend as well. That's going to be a big hit.
No go in Worcester. All of South Wales actually looks like it's off. However, it's working in the Hampshire-Surrey border, working in Luton, working in Stockport.
So I guess if you're having a day off, what you can do is drive to those places.
Yeah.
If you need to match.
Working on the Isle of Wight ferry. working in Norwich, and working in Chesterfield.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Do you know what? I saw that it's down on the Isle of Wight, though, so if you're on the ferry to the Isle of Wight...
Yeah, don't go. Turn around.
Use it whilst you can.
I'm not sure how you do that. Without the permission of the captain.
Yeah, and don't, you know, don't try swim.
Hello, Claire.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Are you experiencing the trouble with the apps here as well?
I'm absolutely mortified. It's ruining my day. I'm supposed to be working, but I'm actually having to work because Tinder's not working.
Yeah.
Okay. Best not say where you work now then, because they'll just think that you're on Tinder all day when you're not actually doing any work.
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, what do you do?
I sell forklift trucks.
Okay, and where?
Bradford. Well, I live in Halifax, but I sell them in Bradford.
Well, you've really narrowed it down there.
Yeah.
Okay,
There's not many of us.
No.
We've got a little bit of information about you here, right? It says that you got a jigsaw over the weekend.
Yes, I got 9 jigsaws over the weekend.
Really? And that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
What, in the sales?
No, one of my lovely neighbours donated them to me.
I don't think I've done a jigsaw from a very young age. You, Scott?
No, I don't think I've ever done one.
Sat down and given it a go?
I don't think I've ever done it.
Do people do it as like a sport?
Yeah, when Tinder's not working, it's the only other option.
Yeah. Take it back to the old school. Let's all get our jigsaws out.
The whole of Radio 1, go and buy jigsaws, Tinder's down.
Okay.
Toys R Us will be going mental.
Is that still open?
I don't know.
Right, so here's what I've got for you on Bangers today. Avicii and Nicky Romero... I could be the one. Yeah. What do you mean, meh?
Oh, it's not for you, is it, Claire? I'll be honest with you, that is one of my favourite songs. I love it so, so much.
Well, why didn't you pick it?
Well, I didn't pick it. All right.
No.
Fair point. All right, well, I'm going to offer you something different, Claire. My banger's choice is this. Now.
You know why she's a bit aggy?
Why?
One of her pieces is missing in the jigsaw.
Yeah.
That's what's happened there.
And she's getting nothing from Tinder. It's down. This is Kasabian Clubfoot, if you fancy it.
I know exactly what it is. I was playing it on Guitar Hero this weekend.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Wow. It really is the 90s in your house.
It really is. Alongside my N64, we have got it going on.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what are you going to choose? I think I know.
I don't know. Hmm? Do you know, though?
No.
Yeah, I think it's Chris's one.
Why, that surprise you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with Chris.
The internet is full of weird and wonderful stuff.
I like the bikes.
Almost too much of it.
Radio 1's Wikipedia.
If you've ever ended up down an internet black hole of cats playing nose flutes while standing up using the toilet and speaking ancient and long-lost languages, then this is the podcast for you.
I promise I'll get it, all right?
I'm Matt Edmondson, and along with some fellow internet explorers...
How big is a blowhole? Is another great question.
We're delving into the hidden depths of the web.
After an hour, you're like, wow, I'm still scrolling.
Yeah.
Clickopedia.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
I mean, it's very strong. Very strong indeed. That was Kasabian and Clubfoot on BBC Radio 1.
Massive win, that. Loads of people on, though, saying that they do jigsaws. Didn't realise it was such a thing.
I know.
Paul in Gateshead just finished a 1,000-piece jigsaw last night with his mate.
I really should have won that, some people are saying. How can you meh Avicii, someone says.
Hey, do you think you can jigsaw and chill with someone?
Yeah.
It's a weird one to suggest, but... A bold move if anyone fancies it out there. That said, the big one's down, isn't it?
Well, our parents probably did.
Yeah. Oh, what a thought.
Imagine Ron there.
Oh, don't use my parents' names. We don't do that. It's only yours. Oh, Sandra there.
Stop it.
Do you want to come and jigsaw
not
and chill
Ron.
With me, Sandra? Not with Ron. No,
absolutely not.
Ron's on.
Hello, Luke, who says Tinder's not been working in Bristol for a year. He's had absolutely no matches for over a year now. Who's going to break it to him?
Scott Mills.
Do I look tired today?
A little bit. Why? What happened?
Do I seem irritable, snappy, distracted?
No, not really. No, but you do, I mean, little bags under the eyes there.
Yeah.
But then you never know what that means, do you?
What does that mean?
Well, no, I just, you don't know. I don't question your face anymore.
Yeah, probably best not to. You used to, actually. Every time I came back off holiday, you don't do that anymore.
No, because I think that's that joke. I mean, it's just a standard thing that I always ask. Every holiday, Scott comes back and I say, there's something a little bit different about you, but I can't tell what it is. You've always got a little gleam in your eye. Mm-hmm. And skin looks fresh.
Yeah,
you know?
It is when I normally come back from somewhere, isn't it?
We all know what's happened.
Sure. Right, I don't know what's happening at the moment. It is a joke round at Echo 4's in my house right now.
Yeah?
Like, every single night. The foxes, man.
Yeah.
Why are they so horny?
You said to me today, you were like, the foxes were really on last night. What? And then you said it is the season. I don't think it is the season, is it?
Well, I asked the internet late last night when I couldn't sleep. I was in bed, Googling, like, why it's happening so much. It's three nights on the run now.
Yeah.
And it's just like... and you just think something terrible is happening outside, but actually they're really enjoying it.
Yeah. Oh, it's the sounds of joy for foxes. It's actually me playing them through a loudspeaker.
It's not.
No, I wish. But what a great idea that would be. Outside your house. Do you reckon they're targeting you? Do you think the foxes are sort of circling your house in particular?
I put it on Twitter last night and I had a couple of people going... I literally thought it was my cat.
Do you know what I think it is? They're adventurous foxes, right? So they could go anywhere, but they know you live there. And for them, it's just an extra thrill, isn't it?
There are a lot round my way. Does anyone know if this is a particular time of year when they like to do it more? Because literally, at some point, I'm going to need some sleep of some sort.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Technical issues everywhere today, although I understand that now Tinder is back on in most of mainland Europe. Yay.
Great news.
However, the most alarming note has just come up on my screen where I play all the songs off. What do I do here?
Well, I'm wondering if it's connected to the whole Tinder thing. Do you know what I mean?
I've never seen this message before and I've used this system for a long time. Shall the element really be deleted? The operation cannot be undone. What do I press?
I don't know. It's either...
I need to call the hardware controller immediately.
But lol, if it's connected to Tinder. Do you know what I mean? Like, Tinder's gone down and so has Radio 1.
Right. Are we still on?
Don't know.
Hello?
This is...
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Earlier on in the show today, we learned that humans can get fleas. And I considered maybe getting them to see what it's like. Just for the show, really. Poppy, you think that's a bad idea, though, right?
100%.
Why?
Well, because once you get them, you just can't get rid of them.
Have you had them?
Well, my house had them, yeah.
Your house had them?
Did you have fleas?
Did I have them personally? Well, yeah. They didn't... Well, I caught them, sort of.
Yeah, you had
you
fleas.
Did have fleas.
Don't be ashamed about it, all right? We're all learning about it. It's cool, you had fleas. I think that's quite cool.
Yeah, it's not so cool when you actually can't get rid of them for about 4 weeks.
Flea Poppy, that's what they call you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my name now.
How did you actually Poppy
get them?
Flea?
How'd you get them?
I think I caught them off a cat.
And it was unpleasant.
Yes, definitely unpleasant. Yeah, so took them home with me.
I got them off a cat, sure, Jan.
How are you suggesting Poppy got fleas? I mean, that's the obvious solution, isn't it?
Did you have telltale bite marks around your ankles? Apparently that's one of the symptoms.
It is, yeah. To be honest, I didn't get bitten that much, actually. I just sort of discovered them in my house in, like, my cups of tea and things like that.
Nipping at your ankles there.
Scott Mills.
Feel agree that show had it all. Love Island, foxes, fleas.
It's really good. Also, it's just nice having Scott Mills Daily back, isn't it? That's two shows... there, two in the chamber,
two in the bank, and we're back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Subscribe to this podcast, and more importantly,
tell your friends.